This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks. Childhood obesity has become, by any number of yardsticks, the number one health problem among American kids. In response, the federal government has started toughening school nutrition standards. The First Lady has her Let's Move campaign. The state legislature in Massachusetts has cracked down on school vending machines. All initiatives pushed by adults. But in one Boston neighborhood, some teens are taking the problem on themselves. Teens such as 9th grader Hector Lawrence and 11th grader Kenesha Allen Daly. Hector and Kenesha, what are you doing?
So far we got this nutrition pledge, which is basically you give up junk food, mostly for school hours.
Kenesha, you've agreed to not eat junk food during the school day?
Yes, from 9 to 4:30.
Okay. Carrie Goldberg is the editor of WBUR's Common Health blog, and she wrote about this earlier this week. Carrie, what's this all about?
Well, first, let me set the scene, Adam. So basically, you enter this school, which happens to be the only school in the country that is set inside a health center. And this is the famous Codman Square Health Center.
Ah.
And the school is the Codman Academy Charter Public School. And at this school, which really seems quite extraordinary, a whole bunch of the kids have taken this anti-junk food pledge. And they all sign these pledges saying that they're not going to be eating junk food.
Who's the instigator here? Is it the school or the kids?
Well, the school is definitely with the program, but I would say that it's really the kids who are leading the way and sort of pushing each other a bit here and there to take the pledge as well, and it's really caught on like wildfire.
I remember the state recently put out a report ranking Massachusetts cities and towns by their rates of childhood obesity, and the results just tracked so closely to income. You had Arlington at the lowest rate at about 10%, Weston was at 13%, Needham at 19%, all quite well-to-do communities. And then on the other hand, you had Lawrence with the highest rate in the state, 47% of kids in the school system there obese, Fitchburg and Holyoke not far behind, all places that are struggling economically. Codman is a neighborhood that's made a lot of progress, but it can still be a little gritty. Does that mean what I think it means for the rates of childhood obesity there?
Yes. The school officials say that at Codman Academy, about half of the kids are overweight or obese, which is what you would expect in a relatively low-income neighborhood. And
well, speaking of the school officials, we have Mbakwe Okafor, who is the wellness director at the Codman Academy. Mbakwe, how big of a problem is obesity for your student body?
I would say it's not much bigger than it is across the nation. I mean, it is a problem. It is an epidemic. And our kids are not just aware of the disease, but they're trying to make changes in their life now so that being an adolescent, we think that that's really important because they set the stage for the rest of their lives. So when they become adults, when they raise their own families, they're well aware of the diseases that are out there that affect that community.
So Hector and Kenesha, you both cut rather trim figures yourselves. There's a McDonald's right in Codman Square, right?
Yes.
I've been there a couple of times, probably a couple more times than I would like to admit. It's always filled with high school kids. So what have you guys had to give up so far?
Basically candy, McDonald's, Burger King, any like I don't eat like at fast food chains anymore. Like I basically gave that up. So, but mostly candy.
Kenesha?
I've had to give up juice, soda.
Juice?
Yeah.
I thought juice was supposed to be good.
Well, not if it's not 100% juice.
Ah.
And water is way healthier.
Indeed.
Learned that last year.
So, Mbakwe, I mean, it's one thing to encourage school kids to eat more to eat more healthily. I remember I was doing a story about school food in a Boston public school that shall be unnamed last year.
Okay.
And, I was there to talk about a program that they were doing. And while I was there, I happened to kind of spy the breakfast line.
Mm-hmm.
And they were handing out flavored milk, like strawberry milk, and a bear claw, like one of those prepackaged, like, pastry bear claws.
Sure.
Which has like about half, I mean, Hector, it's probably got as many calories as you need in your entire day.
Wow.
In one of those things. And it just boggled my mind. So what alternatives are you presenting the kids with?
So for the whole entire campaign, our kids are ninth graders, actually, which is amazing because now we'll have them for 4 years and we're going to make this a culture of the school. Are preparing healthy lunches with the assistance of we have a chef that comes out and volunteers her time. We've actually had also teachers that have volunteered and signed up to actually prepare meals, and the kids are helping them prepare meals. So that's one part. Another part is that our lunch actually comes in prepared. We have salad and fresh greens or vegetables every day. So the kids today, one of the meals they had today, what did you guys have today for lunch?
Chicken and bread and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
So every day they're getting fresh fruits and vegetables. They're getting salad and they're getting greens. And that's important because it's not that they don't know the information. I think a lot of the community, a lot of our older, you know, adults don't have the information as far as what is healthy, what is unhealthy. Juices, for example, Kanisha's saying that's, you know, we're considered that junk food because it's, most of them are not 100%. And then on top of that, the sugar that's in there, it's just so much that it's not worth whatever gives you the 100% vitamin C.
Carrie, were you impressed by the food you saw inside the school?
I was. First, my nose was impressed because I was in this classroom and it just reeked gloriously of garlic. It was garlic and fresh tomatoes and mozzarella getting chopped up.
Bruschetta.
And
we're making
for the bruschetta. It was really good. Yeah, and I was trying to stay objective, but I snatched one of them by the time they were done.
Terrible breach of repertorial ethics.
Yes, I'm sorry. And the boys were really doing it. They were really cutting up the stuff and assembling the bruschetta, and it was great to see.
Hector and Kanisha, I mean, that all sounds well and good during the school day. What about outside of your school day? I mean, what other options do you have where you live, except for a lot of the places, Hector, that you said that you're not eating anymore?
Well, I live with my aunt, and she really tries her best to cook as healthy as she can.
Oh, nice. What does she make?
She always makes salad to
oh, salad?
Inside every meal. And, like, there's always greens in my plate. Yeah.
What about you, Kanisha?
At home, I eat more, like, rice and peas. My mom tries to make vegetables seem great, so she, like, she makes...
Don't they always? We had our intern, who's named Emery Sievertson. She went out this afternoon and asked some adults if they thought that they could give up junk food, and here's what they said.
My name is Mark Taylor from Boston. I work for the Massachusetts Turnpike. I can never give up junk food because I love junk food. My favorite junk food is pretty much like Twinkies, cupcakes, Doritos, you know, chips and stuff like that. And I love it because it's one of them things. You just can't get rid of it.
I'm Connie Klapprich. I love chocolate. I could never take that pledge. I have to have my chocolate every day.
I'm Rich Foster. I live in Medford, and I work at the Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group. I could definitely take a pledge to give up junk food, and I have done it before, and it is difficult to maintain, but it is possible.
Possible, but difficult. So Hector and Kanisha, like, how long do you think you can last with this?
I have no idea. Hopefully, I could do it. I don't know. Like, I tried my best. I haven't had candy in, like, 2 weeks now.
He says with his voice straining, I haven't had candy in 2 weeks.
Hopefully I can last.
I mean, we laugh, but it's hard. I mean, I'm like the lady that we just heard. I mean, I have to have some amount of chocolate every day or I get, like, jittery. Do you have anything like that, Kanisha, for you?
I did the junk food free month last year. So last year it was really hard, but this year, since I'm used to it, kind of. I'm used to it, and I really can do it now.
Almost like a detox. So, Mbakwe, I understand that the school has heard from at least one other school.
Correct.
That's interested in doing a similar pledge program.
Correct. I mean, I think with a lot of students, we just don't want this to be a campaign. I think, first and foremost, we want this to become a movement. We don't want to be the only school pledging. We want other schools joining us. And already there's been one school that's contacted us. They want to join the pledge or figure out how we're doing what we're doing, how we're getting the kids excited about it.
Kanisha, have you actively tried to rope any of your friends into this?
I try at school, especially, since not all the kids have to take it.
Yeah.
So I try to get my friends to, but it's really hard.
It's a hard sell?
Yeah.
Hector, have you been able to convince anyone?
I've tried to, but they just won't do it.
So, Hector, you've had trouble convincing some of your friends, but I think that you've got something there for me.
Yes, we would like you guys to join us in the pledge to be junk food free.
I know. Do I have to?
You should. It's healthy. You'll be nice and fit.
Okay, let me see. So you've got this nice little certificate here. I blank... pledged to observe Junk Food's Free Spring of 2011 by not eating junk food from Thursday, March 10th to Thursday, June 16th. I'm going to look really bad if I don't sign this right now, aren't I?
It's a long time.
And we have, we're going to talk to your colleagues about keeping an eye on you while you're at work.
You get a cool button.
I've seen it. Here it goes. I, Adam Conrad Ragusea. It's done.
Good job.
I'm going to be watching you, Adam.
Welcome to the club.
Well, thanks so much, guys, and good luck with it. That's Mbakwe Okafor, the wellness director at the Codman Academy, and students Hector Lawrence and Kenesha Allen Daly, and, of course, our own Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. You can read more from Carrie on this story at commonhealth.wbur.org.
Adam, that is so courageous of you, but we're going to have to lock down the chocolate bowl in the front office.
Yes, you will actually need to lock it.
We'll keep an eye on him. We'll let you guys know how Adam does. But when we come back after a short break, we'll spin an old sea yarn about sailing alone from Gloucester to the ends of the earth. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. My blood sugar is perilously low already. This is Radio Boston.